and Kinnison let the others, the most fanatically non-cooperative, go home. Then progress began, and none too soon. The Grey Lensman had lost 25 pounds in weight, and even the iron-thewed Worsel was a wreck. He could not fly, he declared, because his wings buckled in the middle. He could not crawl, because his belly plates clashed against his backbone. And finally, the thing was done. Reduced to a set of equations which could be written upon a single sheet of paper. It is true that those equations would have been meaningless to almost anyone then alive, since they were based upon a system of mathematics which had been brought into existence at that very meeting. But Kinnison had taken care of that. No Meadonian had been allowed in the conference. The admittance of one to membership would have caused a massed exodus of the high-strung, temperamental maniacs working so furiously there. But the Tellurian Lensman had recorded every act, almost every thought, of every one of those geniuses. Those records had been studied for weeks, not only by Wise of Meadon and his staff, but also by a corps of the less brilliant, but infinitely better balanced scientists of the patrol proper. "Now you fellows can really get to work." Kinnison heaved a sigh of profound relief as the last member of the conference figuratively shook the dust of Meadon off his robe as he departed homeward. "I'm going to sleep for a week. Call me, will you, when you get the model done?" This was the sheerest exaggeration, of course, for nothing could have kept the Lensman from watching the construction of that first apparatus. He watched the erection of a spherical shell of loosely latticed trusswork, some 20 feet in diameter. He watched the installation, at its 6 cardinal points, of atomic exciters, each capable of transforming 10,000 pounds per hour of substance into pure energy. He knew that those exciters were driving their intake screens at a ratio of at least 20,000 to 1. That energy equivalent to the annihilation of at least 600,000 tons per hour of material was being hurled into the center of that web from the 6 small mechanisms, which were, in fact, super Bergenholms. Nor is that word adequate to describe them. Their fabrication would have been utterly impossible without Meadonian conductors and insulation. He watched the construction of a conveyor and a chute, and looked on intently while 100,000 tons of refuse, rocks, sand, concrete, scrap iron, loose metal, debris of all kinds, were dropped into that innocuous-appearing sphere, only to vanish as though they had never existed.